we have in the first reading. Again, a speech, this time by Paul. He's in Antioch in Pisidia. And he said in the synagogue, now when you see those things, where is Pisidia? Have you ever, when you read Antioch in Pisidia, do you have a little Bible dictionary or something right there to look up what that means? See, it's that little effort that tends to ground the text in us. This is a real place. Paul was a real man. And he was going to give this speech. Huh? The word of salvation has been sent to us, Paul says. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him. And by condemning him, they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. This was all planned by God. And more awesome yet, the one who died for us is God. They took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God, the Father, raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. And we are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus, as it is written in the second Psalm, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." Now, why would he cite that verse from Psalm 2 and say that it was brought to fulfillment? What is the begetting got to do with that? I'm not going to berate you, but wouldn't be, I mean, like when you read and you see that and you say, what does that mean? That this verse of the psalm, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you," was fulfilled at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How does that fit? Did you ever think about that? It's in the commentaries. The king was considered to be in a special way the Son of God. So that the day of his coronation, he becomes Son of God in a new way. So this psalm is talking about the way Jesus, at his resurrection, his coronation, becomes Son of God in his humanity in a new way. He's king. And that's what it means. You today are king. I have established you as king of the whole universe. And that's why this Psalm 2, verse 7, is throughout, especially Acts. All right. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one. If there are any devout Muslims, they go to the Father through Jesus, even though they don't know it. Devout Muslim, devout Buddhist, the same. You see? So what does he say? I am the way. If we're close to Jesus, we are on our way to the Father for eternity. Jesus is the way and the truth. I am the truth. Why? Because truth means the revelation of the Father. That's truth. And Jesus is the revelation of the Father. So he's the truth. And he's the way. If we are close to him, if we pray to him, if we obey him and we get to know him, you see, he's life, now and forever. That's the fruit of the resurrection. Jesus Christ is a man, a human being. He takes up space. He's in heaven, but he's in touch with us, and he is the way to the Father by the influence, by the grace, by the power, by the teaching, by the love, by the words he gives to us. He brings us to the Father.